Morgan's AM, your pre-market briefing.
US equity markets slipped in muted trading overnight, giving up modest early gains as investors pondered the news that JP Morgan Chase had agreed to buy the bulk of embattled Californian lender First Republic Bank. Dow eased 46 points or 0.1%, unwinding an earlier rally of as much as 160 points. Broader S&P 500 dipping 0.04%. Energy and consumer discretionary leading 7 of the 11 primary sectors lower, both down over 1%. Healthcare and industrials, the leading primary sector performers overnight with gains of over 0.5%. NASDAQ slipped 0.1% to close around 12,213. Amazon down 3.2%. Extending its two-day slide to over 7% since the release of its first quarter result late last week. Chipmaker Nvidia gained 4.2%. The NASDAQ has been in a bear market for 138 trading days. It needed to close above 12,256 basically to exit bear market territory, so it didn't quite manage that last night. Small cap Russell 2000 index eked out a 0.01% gain. As I mentioned, JP Morgan Chase won an auction to take over First Republic Bank that will see America's largest bank assume all the deposits, which amount to about $93.5 billion, and substantially all assets of the troubled lender. JP Morgan is paying the Federal Deposit and Insurance Commission $10.6 billion as part of the deal. Citizens Financial Group and PNC Financial Services Group, which had both bid unsuccessfully for First Republic's assets, both fell over 6% overnight. First Republic's demise is the second largest US bank failure ever after Washington Mutual's collapse in 2008. In fact, JP Morgan Chase also acquired much of those assets at the time. Also marks the third S&P 500 component and regional lender to go bust following Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank last month. New York Community Bank Corp is buying Signature Bank while SVB is being acquired by First Citizens Bank shares. There was also another collapse being Silvergate Bank, which closed down and liquidated last month. In terms of US corporate earnings released overnight after the close, MGM Resorts International slipped in extended trading, having risen to about 2.5% in the regular session. That was after posting better than expected earnings per share and revenue. Reported a rise in revenue in each of its divisions, but the main performance was boosted by a 32% jump in gambling revenue. In first quarter results released earlier in the session, Norwegian Cruise Line Holdings jumping 8.9%. Cruise operator reported stronger than expected first quarter results amid continued strong consumer demand. Also provided an upbeat full-year profit outlook. Revenue nearly 30% higher against the first quarter of pre-pandemic 2019. Incoming CEO Harry Sommer observed that the cruise operator's target consumer remains resilient with a persistent desire for travel and experiences, and the booking window, which is our best forward-looking indicator, remains strong. Number of major companies reporting quarterly results tonight, including Advanced Micro Devices, Ford Motor Company, Marathon Petroleum, Marriott International, Pfizer, Starbucks, and Uber. Also note that the number of travellers passing through airports in the New York City area hit record levels for the first quarter of the year, and traffic surpassing pre-pandemic levels. A total of 32 million passengers passed through the three main airports, according to the Port Authority. Surpassed the previous record high for the first 3 months of the year. It was nearly a million more passengers than in the same period in 2019. In terms of US economic data released overnight, Institute of Supply Management's manufacturing PMI rose to 47.1 in April from 46.3 in March. It was ahead of economists' forecasts for a reading of 46.7. Main European bourses were closed overnight for the May Labor Day holiday, as was London's FTSE 100. Looking ahead tonight in the UK, BP and HSBC Holdings both releasing first quarter results. London Metal Exchange also closed overnight. No spot iron ore pricing, given the Singapore Stock Exchange was closed yesterday, although Roger Taylor was telling me that there was a decent fall in terms of spot futures. Gold futures lost $6.90 or 0.4% to $1,992.20 an ounce in thin trade, did climb above $2,015 an ounce earlier in the session. Oil prices opened May with a loss, WTI down $1.12 or 1.5% to $75.66 a barrel. Did touch an intra-session low of $74.53 a barrel, and Brent was down $1.02 or 1.3% to $79.31 a barrel. US Treasury yields climbed across the maturities on the eve of the Federal Reserve's latest monetary policy meeting. 10-year Treasury yields rising 12.2 basis points to 3.57%. 2-year note yield climbing over 7 basis points to 4.14%. Fed's latest two-day monetary policy meeting kicking off tonight. They're widely expected to raise the benchmark Fed funds rate by 25 basis points to a range of 5 to 5.25% when it announces that decision on Thursday morning our time. Aussie dollar is buying about 66.3 US cents. Our own central bank releases its latest interest rate decision at 2:30 p.m. this afternoon. Mostly economists expect them to leave interest rates unchanged at 3.6%. RBA Governor Philip Lowe is also slated to deliver a speech at a central bank board dinner in Perth tonight.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.